Gyromato. Vajaya kundamiyadi namaru Vajaya kundamiyadi Vichana pala Jaya kundamiyadi
Paramahansa Paradigatorial.
Also, that other such as she, Shiva, is divine.
Abhaya Chadanada Bhaktivananda Gosami Srila Prabhupada Gijai, Iskan Founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada Gijai, Anantakoti Vaishnava Vrinda Gijai, Namacharya, Srila Vedas Thakur Gijai. Rem say kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shidwaita Gadadha Shivasati Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Gijai Shri Shri Radhakrishna Gopikopatna Shayam Kun Radhakunda Kiri Govardhan Gijai Vrindavanam Gijai Maturam Gijai Jagadathasami Gijai Yamanamai Gijai Shimali Dalasadeva Gijai Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Gijai Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bol. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Srila Prabhupada Gijai Gaur Premananda. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya. Krishna Prastaya Budhle Srimati Bhakta Vedanta Swamini Namani. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gaurvani Pacharani Nivashesha, Shunyavadi, Paschacha, Deja, Tarani. Prabhupada Gijai. So, Om Maganat Timiranda Shaganjana Shlakaya Chakshurun Meditam Yena Tasmai Shigurvay Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who so kindly opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge while I was blinded in the darkness of ignorance. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So we're going to continue with our study of the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita by Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami, and we are hearing about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's discussions with the Qazi. The Qazi is the local Muslim magistrate who tried to stop Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement. And the reason he tried to stop Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement was not because he was a Qazi. Qazi doesn't mean cousin. Not because he was the Qazi, but because he was, instigated to stop Lord Chaitanya's movement by the Brahmins, who were very upset with Lord Chaitanya's movement because Lord Chaitanya was doing one thing that was really agitating the Brahmins. He was in favor of social equality. Oh, my God. And the Brahmins were very upset at that because they wanted to keep a monopoly over their customers. And their customers were everybody, because if you won to have a name-giving ceremony, if you're a little kid, the little brat, then you have to go to a Brahmin. Or if you wanted to send your kid to school, you had to go to a Brahmin. Or if you wanted to feed your kid some sweet rice for the first time in his life, you had to go to a Brahmin. If you wanted to get married, you had to go to a Brahmin. And if you wanted to die, you had to go to a Brahmin. So you couldn't die without a Brahmin. And so therefore, there was a limited supply of Brahmins, and the demand was increasing because more and more people die as time goes on. More people get married as time goes on. More and more people have kids as time goes on. So that means prices go up according to the law of supply and demand. So the Brahmanas complain to the Qazi, stop this, Nimai! He's allowing the lower caste to partake of spiritual activities, social equality. Oh, okay. So we're in the middle of this particular discussion right now, so let us continue. So Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda The 170th text in the 17th chapter of the Adi Leela of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. We're halfway through this chapter. And when we finish this chapter, we will have finished the Adi Leela of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And then we go to the Madhya Leela, or the middle pastimes of the Lord. So text 170. Kaupita Hamara Shastra Ami Savajani Jati Anurode Tabu Se Shastra Mani. I know that our scriptures, this is the Qazi speaking, are full of imagination. Not Lord Chaitanya speaking, the Qazi. And mistaken ideas. Yet because I'm a Muslim, I accept them for the sake of my community, despite their insufficient support. So sometimes, what happened here? Okay. Hey, I triggered something I want to trigger. Hold on a second. Okay. So sometimes because of social pressure, we do things that we don't actually believe in. Oh my God. I'm not talking about Krishna consciousness right now. I'm talking about, you know, things in society or maybe the religion we were brought up in, just because we don't want to embarrass our parents, or we don't want to be embarrassed ourselves, and we don't want to be an outcast. We don't want to lose our friends. Just like in America, you have this whole conspiracy called QAnon right now. And there's QAnon a lot of the allegiance or the allegiances that people have to QAnon is due to the fact that it's their society. They've been looking for friends. And so finally they find a weird group of friends. And so they don't want to leave that weird group of friends, even though they are weird. So in the same way, sometimes people accept something, you know, blindly, a religion or whatever like that, and it forms their social network. And they don't want to leave it, because if they leave it, even though they don't believe in it, then they'll lose their social network, their friends and family. And oh my God, life is empty. So this is what the Kazi is saying right now. So, you know, I accept it because this is, you know, this is the social network I'm in, Prabhu or Mahaprabhu. Sahaja Yavana Shastri Adrida Vichara Hasi Tahi Mahaprabhu Puchena Aravada. Hold on a second. The reasoning and arguments in the scriptures of the meat eaters are not very sound, the Kazi concluded. No, he's criticizing his own scriptures. But he's doing this in confidence with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Upon hearing this statement, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smiled and inquired from him as follows. Are ke prasna kari shunatumi mama yarta I'm sorry, yatarta kahibe chale na manchibe ama. My dear maternal uncle, I wish to ask you another question. Please tell me the whole truth. Do not try to cheat me with tricks. Tumara nagare vaya sada sankirtana. Vajagita kolahala sangita nartana. In your city, there is always congregational chanting of the holy name. A tumultuous uproar of music, singing and dancing is always going on. Tumi kazi, Hindu dharma, virodit. Arikari, ebe ye na karamana ushite apari. As a Muslim magistrate, you have the right to oppose the performance of Hindu ceremonies, but now you do not forbid them. I cannot understand the reason why. Kaji bale sabitamaye bale gora hari. Se namayami tomaya sambhodana kari. The Kashi said, everyone calls you Gaur Hari. Please let me address you by that name. Shuna Gaur Hari e prashnera karana nibrita hao yadi tavi kari nivedana. Kindly listen, O Gaur Hari. If you come to a private place, I shall then explain the reason. Prabhu pale. E loka amara antaranga haya. Sputa kari kaha tumi na kariha haya. The lawyer replied, all these men are my confidential associates. You may speak frankly. There is no reason to be afraid of them. Kazi kai yabi ha ami hindura gare gya kirtana karinun mana mridanga bangya. Sayadatri eka singa mahabhayankara nara jeha singha muka garjaye vistara. Very interesting verse. Because he said, when I went to the Hindu's house, broke the drum, and forbade the performance of congregational chanting, in my dreams that very night, I saw a greatly fearful lion roaring very loudly, its body like a human being's, and his face like a lion's. That's Lord Nrsimhadev. Shayanaya amara upara lava diya shadi Atta atta hase kare danda kadamadi. While I was asleep, the lion jumped on my chest, laughing fiercely and gnashing his teeth. Morabuke nakadia gora sware bale. Hodimu ko tomarabuka redanga badale. Placing its nails on my chest, the lion said in a grave voice, I shall immediately bifurcate your chest as you broke the mridanga drum. Mora kirtana mana karis, karimo tora kshaya, anki mudi, konti ami pana vada boya. You have forbidden the performance of my congregational chanting, therefore I must destroy you. Being very much afraid of him, I closed my eyes and trembled. Vitadeki singamari, haiya sadaya, tore shiksha ditte kailu, tora parajaya. Seeing me, thank you, Rangavinda. Seeing me so afraid, the lion said, I have defeated you just to teach you a lesson, but I must be merciful to you. Se dina vahuta nahi kaili utpada teni kshama kari na kari nu pranagata. On that day, you did not create a very great disturbance. Therefore, I have excused you and have not taken your life. Aichiyari buna kara tabe na shahimu. So hong se tomara mari yavana na shimu. But if you perform such activities again, I shall not be tolerant. At that time, I shall kill you, your entire family, and all the meat eaters. Etakai singha gela amara gela boya e deka naka china amora vidaya. After saying this, the lion left, but I was very much afraid of him. Just seen the marks of his nails on my heart. Wow, what a dramatic story. Eta bali kashi nija buka dekhaila shuni deki sarva loka ascharya manila. After this description, the kazi showed his chest. Hearing him and seeing the marks, all the people there accepted the wonderful incident. Kashi kahe iha ami kare na kahila. Se dina mhara eka piyada aila. The kazi continued, I did not speak to anyone about this incident, but on that very day, one of my orderlies came to see me. Asikahe, gelun muni girtana nishet hite, agni oka mora murke lage achambite. After coming to me, the orderly said, when I went to stop the congregational chanting, suddenly flames struck my face. Purila sakala dhani muge ghaila varana ye piyada yaya tara e vivarana. My beard was burned. And, you know, beards are really important for kazis and for Muslims. And there were blisters on my cheeks. Actually, if someone burns a beard, I'll tell you what happens. The hair just like shrivels up and turns black. It's I don't know if any of you have seen hair burnt, but it's pretty nasty. Every orderly who went gave the same description. Okay. Taha deki rainu muni maha bhaya pana kirtana na var varjiha gari rahona vasya. After seeing this, I was very much afraid. I asked them not to stop the congregational chanting, but to go sit down at home. Tavi ta nagare aibe swachande kirtana shuni sava malecha asi koila nivedana. Then all the meat eaters, hearing that there would be unrestricted congregational chanting in the city, came to submit a petition. This is really funny. Nagare hindura dharma badila apara hari hari dwani vai Nahi Shuniara. The religion of the Hindus has increased unlimitedly. There are always vibrations of Hari Hari. We do not hear anything but this. Ara Malechakahi. Hindu Krishna Krishna Bhali. Hasi Kande Nachi Gaya. Gariyai Duli. One meteor said the Hindus say Krishna Krishna and they laugh, cry, dance, chant, and fall on the ground, smearing their bodies with dirt. Hari Hari Kari Hindu Kari Kola Hala. Patasaha Sunali Tomara Kari Veka Pala. Vibrating Hari Hari, the Hindus make a tumultuous sound. If the king Patasaha hears it, certainly he will punish you. So Prabhupada explains that Patasaha refers to the king. Nawab Hussein Shah, whose full name was Alauddin Sayyid Hussein Shah, was at that time, AD 1498 to 1521, the independent king of Bengal. Formerly, he was the servant of the cruel Nawab of the Habsi dynasty named Muzaffar Khan, but somehow or other, he assassinated his master and became the king. Now, nice way to become king. After gaining the throne of Bengal, technically called Musnada, he declared himself Sayyid Hussein Alauddin Siddhu Mukhtar. There's a book called the Riyaja Us Salatina, whose author Ghulam Hussein says that Nawab Hussein Shah belonged to the family of Mukhasiri. To keep his family's glory, he took the name Sirip Mukhtar. Generally, however, he is known as Nawab Hussein Shah. After his death, his eldest son, Nasser Ratsa, became king of Bengal. That's AD 1521 to 1533. This king was also very cruel. He committed many atrocities against the Vaishnavas. As a result of his sinful activities, one of his servants from the Koja group killed him while he was praying in the mosque. Terrible atrocities were committed by the Muslims in India. And this is really not talked about that much. Over 100 million Hindus were killed by the Mughals, Muslim invaders. This far surpasses, in a short time too, this far surpasses what Hitler did, Mussolini did, what Stalin did. It's actually the most horrendous genocide in the history of the world. Most horrendous genocide. And you don't hear about it because of political correctness. And if you look at the Hindus, or, you know, people who follow the Vedas, they did not commit any genocides. Of course, they did some things bad, like discriminating against the untouchables. That is true. But there's no question of genocides or religious discrimination. Actually, before the Muslims came in, everybody of every single religion was free, whether you're a Buddhist or Hindus or Vaishnava or Shaivites or Shakta, you were free to actually follow your own religion. There was freedom of religion in India. And after the Muslims came in, there was not freedom of religion anymore. People were forcibly converted. Not only at, of course, you can't say gunpoint because they didn't have guns in those early days, not only at arrow point, but economically they were deprived until they converted. Or, you know, there's so many different ways. Yes, the Indian government under Nehru was pro-Muslim. And, you know, you have to really understand that if you go into Pakistan today, don't try to be a Hindu. You know, you see that countries that are actually predominantly Muslim discriminate against other religions. And people who are, not that I have anything against people who are members of the Muslim religion, if they're peaceful and accepting, but you see amongst Muslim families, if they have a daughter that wants to marry someone from another religion, they kill the daughter. That's called honor killing. And in some countries, it's actually accepted. You know, that's your right. You kill your daughter? Yeah. Because she violated your religion. And in the Middle East, some of the Middle Eastern countries where we have devotees, you are not permitted to preach to people who are Muslims. Because if you preach to people who are Muslims, you get killed. So our preaching is just amongst what's called the Indian expatriates. Expatriates. Not patriots, expatriates. Expatriates means the people who come from India to work in the Middle Eastern countries. You can't preach to the local people. Even in Turkey, which is predominantly a Muslim country, you are not allowed to preach to the Muslims. You know, you're just not allowed to. You'll die. I mean, you can preach to people who are Hindus or people who are Christians like that, but you're not allowed to preach to the Muslims. It's finished. You're finished if you do such a thing like that. So, you know, you have to see that. I'm not in favor of everything that Modi is doing, but, you know, what he's doing to protect the Hindus who are coming from other countries and automatically giving them Indian citizenship, that's actually a good thing because they are religious refugees. That's a fact. Okay. I then inquired from these yavanas. I know that these Hindus chant, by nature chant, Hari Hari. Tumita yavana hanya kena anukshana hindura devatara nama laha ki karana. The Hindus chant the name of Hari because that is the name of their God. But you are Muslim meat eaters. Why do you chant the name of the Hindus God? So all the Qazi's assistants, they've been chanting Hare Krishna. Malacha Kahi, that means the Malacha said. Hindurayami Kari Parihasa Kaya Kaya Krishna Dasa Kaya Ramadasa. The meat eater replied, sometimes I joke with the Hindus. Some of them are called Krishna Dasa and some are called Ramadasa. Kaya Haridasa Sara Bhale. Hari Hari, Jani Kara Kare Dana, Kari Beka Churi. Some of them are called Haridas. They always chant Hari Hari, and thus I thought they would steal the riches from someone's house. So Prabhupada says another meaning of Hari Hari is I am stealing, I am stealing. It's interesting. Say, Haite Jiwa. Morabale Hari Hari, Ichanahi Tabu Bole, Ki Upaya Kari. Since that time, my tongue also always vibrates the sound Hari Hari. I have no desire to say it, but still my tongue says it. I do not know what to do. It's like it becomes addictive. Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Like this. Sometimes demoniac non-believers not understanding the potency of the holy name make fun of the Vaishnavas when the Vaishnavas chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. This joking is also beneficial for such persons. Srimad Bhagavatam 6th Canto, 2nd Chapter, verse 14 indicates that the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, even joking in the course of ordinary discussion, in indicating something extraneous or in negligence, is called Namavash, which is chanting that is almost on the transcendental stage. This Namavasa stage is better than Namabrata. That means offensive chanting. Namavasa awakens the supreme remembrance of Lord Vishnu. When one remembers Lord Vishnu, he comes free from material enjoyment. Thus, he gradually comes forward to chant the forward toward the transcendental service of the Lord and becomes eligible to chant the holy name of the Lord in the transcendental position. So that's why we go out and try to get people to chant, because even if they don't know what they're doing, they will become addicted to chanting because it is so pleasurable. The first point in chanting, you become immediate relief from all distress, and then you feel transcendental pleasure, and your life becomes auspicious, and wow, best thing for you. Aram lecha kahe shuna, amita e mate. Hindu ke parihasa kainu se dina haite. Do you all Krishna namakare? Namane varjana. Najani ki mantrao shudhi. Jani Hindu Gana. Another meat eater said, "Sir, please hear me. Since the day I joked with some Hindus in this way, my tongue chants the Hare Krishna hymn and I cannot give it up. I do not know what mystic hymns and herbal potions these Hindus know." Eta shuni ta sabare gare pathaira hena kale pashandi Hindu pancha sataila. After hearing all this, I sent all the malechas back to their homes. 5 or 7 non-believing Hindus then approached me. That's a purport. The word Pashandi refers to non-believers engaged in fruitive activities and to idolatrous worshippers of many demigods. Pashandis do not believe in one God, the Supreme Personality, Lord Vishnu. They think that all the demigods have the same potency as he. The definition of a Pashandi is given in the Tantra Shastra. This is Hari Bhakti Vilas. And also quoted in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Majalila 8, 116, Yasti Narayanam Devam Brahma Rudra Adi Daivataha. Samak Venaiva Vikshetasa Pashandi Bhavetruvam. A Pashandi is one who considers the great demigods such as Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, equal to the Supreme Personality of Godhead Narayan. Hari Bhakti Vilasa 117. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is asamordva. In other words, no one can be equal to or greater than him. But Pashandis do not believe this. They worship any kind of demigod, thinking it all right to accept whomever they please as the Supreme Lord. The Pashandis were against the Hare Krishna movement of Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and now we see practically that they also do not like our humble attempts to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. On the contrary, these Pashandis say that we are spoiling the Hindu religion because people all over the world are accepting Lord Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead according to the version of the Bhagavad Gita as it is. The Pashandis condemn this movement, and sometimes they accuse Vaishnavas from foreign countries of being not bona fide. Even so-called Vaishnavas, pseudo-followers of the Vaishnav cult, do not agree with our activities of making Vaishnavas in the Western countries. Such Pashandis existed even during the time of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they continue to exist. Despite all the activities of these Pashandis, however, the prediction of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will triumph. Priti vidyachi atanagaradi grama sarvatra pachara haibe mora nama. In every town or village, the chanting my name will be heard. Chaitanya Bhagavat Anchalila 4:126. No one can check the spread of the Krishna conscious movement because upon this movement is the benediction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Wow. Asikai Hindura Dharma Bangila Nimai Ye Kirtana Pravartaila Kabu Shuni Nai. Coming to me, the Hindus complain. Nimai Pandit has broken the Hindu religious principles. He has introduced the Sankirtan system, which we never heard from any scripture. Mangala Chandi Vishari Kari Jagarana Tate Vadya Nritya Gita Yogya Acharana. When we keep a night-long vigil to observe religious performances for the worship of Mangala Chandi and Vishwahuri, playing on musical instruments, dancing, and chanting are certainly fitting customs. Purve bhala chila e nimai pandita gaya haite asya chalaya viparita. Nimai Pandit was previously a very good boy, but since he has returned from Gaya, he conducts himself differently. So just a little bit of historical information. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Gaya, he took initiation from Ishwara Puri. Before that, he hid his position. He hid who he was and acted simply like a scholar. And after that, He manifested himself as the Supreme Personality of God in the mood of the devotee. Now, why did he wait so long? Because he wanted to show the importance of accepting a bona fide spiritual master in disciplic succession. Ucha kadi kaya gita deya karatali mirdanga karatat dala shabde karne lage tali. Now he sings loudly. Now he loudly sings all kinds of songs, claps and plays drums and hand cymbals, making a tumultuous sound that deafens our ears. Najani ki kana mata hunda nachi gaya hasi kande pade ute gada gadiyaya. We do not know what he eats that makes him become mad, dancing, singing, and sometimes laughing, crying, falling down, jumping up, and rolling on the ground. Nagariyake pagala kaila. Sada sankirtana ratri nidra nahiyai kari jagarana. He has made all the people practically mad by always performing congregational chanting. At night, we cannot get any sleep. We are always kept awake. Nimani nama charyeve ulaya gorahari hindura dharma nashta kaila pashanda sanshati. Now he has given up his own name, Nimai, and introduced himself by the name Gorahari. He has spoiled the Hindu religious principles and introduced the irreligion of non-believers. This is extremely funny. Krishnara kirtanakare nicha vada vada. E pape navadvipa haive ujada. Now, the lower classes are chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra again and again. For this sinful activity, the entire city of Navadvipa will become deserted. Hindu Shastra Ishvara Nam Maha Mantra Jani Sarva Loka Shunile Mantrayara Virya Hoyan Hani. According to Hindu scripture, God's name is the most powerful hymn. If everyone hears the chanting of the name, the potency of the and won't be lost. In other words, it's like watered down. Like if you have some dal or something like that, some soup, and you add some water into it, it becomes simply water after a while. So they're thinking the holy name is like that. In the list of offenses in the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, it is said, Dharma vrata tyagi utari sarva shubha kriya Sangyamapi Pramadaha, to consider the chanting of the holy name of the Lord equal to the execution of some auspicious religious ceremony is an offense. According to the materialistic point of view, observing a religious ceremony invokes an auspicious atmosphere for the material benefit of the entire world. Materialists, therefore, manufacture religious principles to live comfortably and without disturbance in executing their material activities. Since they do not believe in the existence of God, they have manufactured the idea that God is impersonal and that to have some conception of God, one may imagine any form. Thus, they respect the many forms of the demigods as different representations or manifestations of the Lord. They are called Vahishravadis, or many, or followers of thousands and thousands of gods. They consider the chanting of the names of the demigods an auspicious activity. Great so-called swamis have written books saying that one may chant any name, Durga, Kali, Shiva, Krishna, Ram, and so on, because any name is all right for invoking auspicious atmosphere in society. Thus, they are called Vashandis, unbelievers, or faithless demons. And it's a fact. You go into a Hindu center and you say, oh, can I come in? And they said, yes, you could come in and see the gods. The gods. And of course, there's only one of the deities in the Hindu center who's playing on a flute with his girlfriend. Everyone else is working. And obviously, he's the supreme god. But they want to hedge their bets in case one of them happens to be God or all of them happen to be God. Better not to make any mistake. But unfortunately, if you can worship the demigods, guess what? There are 33 million of them. That's a lot of demigods. So you better not neglect any of them. Because if you please one, neglect another, you are in big trouble, hot water. So better you have an altar with 33 million demigods, and probably we don't know the names of 99.99% of those. So such Prachandis, there's actually an interesting story in the Mahabharata about a guy who wanted to find a demigod that nobody else worshipped. Because he figured, you know, got these demigods like Lord Brahma, who's not worshipped so much anymore. But let's say Ganesh or others who are worshipped, or Durga who's worshipped. And they have so many worshippers. So why not find one of the 33 million demigods who has no worshiper? Wow, what a good idea. Then he'll give you everything. Actually, that is a fantastic idea. So this guy found one. He was like, this demigod happened to be a cloud or something like that. And he worshiped him, and he got the fruits of his desires. So why not worship a demigod that nobody else worships? He will be ingratiated to you. This is intelligence. I'm speaking facetiously. So it's better to worship Krishna, whether you're free of material desires, full of material desires, or desirous of liberation. Such Prachandis do not know the actual value of the chanting of the holy name of Lord Krishna, foolishly proud of their material birth as brahmanas, and their consequently higher position in social order. They think of the other classes, namely the kshatriyas, vaishyas, and shudras, lower classes. According to them, no one but the brahmanas can chant the holy name of Krishna, for if others chant in the holy name, its potency would be reduced. They are unaware of the potency of Lord Krishna's name. The Brihan Nara Diya Purana recommends Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nashtyeva, 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 Gatir, Anyata. For spiritual progress in this age of Kali, there is no alternative, no alternative, no alternative to the holy name, the holy name, the holy name of the Lord. The Prachandis do not accept that the potency of the holy name of Krishna is so great that one can be delivered simply by chanting the holy name. Although this is confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam, 12th canto, 3rd chapter, text 51, Irtana Deva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Param Bhajat, any man from any part of the world who practices chanting of the holy name of Krishna can be liberated and after death go back home, back to Godhead. The rascal Prachandis think that if anyone but a Brahmana chants the holy name, the potency of the holy name is vanquished. According to their judgment, instead of delivering the fallen souls, the potency of the holy name is reduced. Believing in the existence of many gods and considering the chanting of the holy name of Krishna no better than other hymns, these Prachandis do not believe in the words of the Shastra. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ivakevalam. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confirms in his Shikshashtaka Kirtaniya, Siddha Harihi, and one should chant the holy name always. Chaitanya Charitamrita 17, Adi Lila 17, chapter, text 31. One must chant the holy name of the Lord always, 24 hours a day. The Prachandis, however, are so fallen and falsely proud of having taken birth in Brahmin families that they think that instead of delivering all the fallen souls, the holy name becomes impotent when constantly chanted by lower class men. Significant in verse 211, other words, Krishna Rakirtan Kare Nicha Vada, indicating that anyone can join in the Sankirtan movement. This is confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam in the second canto, fourth chapter, text 18. Kirata Hunandra Pulinda Pulkasha Avira Shumba Yamana Kasha Dayaha. This is a list of the names of Chandalas. The Prachandis say that when these lower class men are allowed to chant, their influence is enhanced. They do not like the idea that others should also develop spiritual qualities because this would curb their false pride in having taken birth in the families of elevated Brahmin caste. With a monopoly on spiritual activities, that's exactly the word I used before, even Prabhupada's using the word monopoly. But despite all protests from so-called Hindus and members of the Brahmin caste, we are propagating the Krishna conscious movement all over the world, according to the injunctions of the Shastras and the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thus, we are sure that we are delivering many fallen souls, making them bona fide candidates for going back home, back to Godhead. So in this regard, I'll tell a story about a great devotee who appeared hundreds of years before Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His name was Sripad Ramanujacharya. Ramanujacharya was called Ramanuja because he's considered to be an incarnation of Lakshman, who is the younger brother of Ram, Lord Ram, that is. Anyway, so so Ramanujacharya one day wanted to receive a mantra that was capable of liberating whoever chanted it. And so he approached the guru to give him the mantra. And he went to the guru, and the guru said to him, "This is a very secret mantra, and do not repeat it. This is my instruction, my dear disciple, because it will be very sinful if you repeat it. Don't break my instruction. So I will give it to you now. Please repeat after me." So we gave him the mantra. Please repeat. Om Namo Narayanaya Namaha. Om Namo Narayanaya Namaha. Anyway, and Ramanujacharya offered his obeisances to that initiating guru. And he said to him, "Please send my obeisances." And he left the guru's company and then immediately went to the highest building in that city, which was Sri Rangam. And he cried out, "Anyone who wants to get liberated, please come. I'm going to give you a mantra." So the whole village or city gathered underneath the building and says, "Okay, everyone repeat after me. Om Namo Narayanaya Namaha." And then everybody repeated, "Om Namo Narayanaya Namaha. Om Namo Narayanaya Namaha. Om Namo Narayanaya Namaha." And his guru heard this. He was in his house and he heard everybody chanting his mantra. "Oh my God, why is everybody chanting this mantra?" And he ran and he saw his disciple teaching everybody to chant the mantra. And he went to where his disciple was and he said, "I gave you an instruction. Don't you understand? Disobeying the order of the spiritual master means you will go to hell." And Sripad Ramanujacharya bowed down at his guru's feet. And he said to his guru, "I am willing to go to hell because I want all these living entities to get liberated. And if this is the price I have to pay, going to hell to save all these living entities, I am willing to do it." When his guru heard that, his guru understood that the disciple, Ramanujacharya, was better than him. So he bowed down to his disciple and said, "You are better than me. I accept you because you've understood the real import of religion, which is compassion, as Lord Kapiladev says, tatikshiva karunika. One has to be ready to tolerate anything." In other words, the pursuit of compassion towards other living entities. So very interesting story. So we should also follow in Ramanujacharya's footsteps. Of course, not disobey the order of the guru, but our guru, as Bhangarishala Prabhupada said, "Yari dekatai kar Krishna Pradesh," says Lord Chaitanya, but Prabhupada repeated that, "Go everywhere and instruct people about Krishna and chant the holy name." And that was Srila Prabhupada's success formula. The Prabhupada went out in Tompkins Square Park, chanted the holy names, and he was like the Pied Piper. People followed him and joined the Krishna consciousness movement. So we're going to end here with text 212. So today we did 170 to 212. And we're going to be finished with this chapter pretty soon and on to the Majalila. Okay, let's stop sharing. And then we will allow you to ask questions. Oops, I pushed the wrong button. Okay, who wants to ask a question? You are free to ask questions.
Gurudev, I have a question.
Yes, Mr. Cohen.
Earlier, you said that... oh, Lord, I'm losing. Sorry,
it's been a long... Oh, Lord, you're getting old. You're senile.
Yeah, I think Christian doesn't want to ask the question. He just took it right out of my brain. Please excuse me.
Christian's making you humble. This is amazing.
I don't think even Krishna can do that.
You don't think Krishna? Well, Krishna's doing his best. Okay, so who else has a question?
Hare Krishna Gurudev.
Sumukhi. I know.
Gurudev, this is a small question. First of all, please ask my humble witnesses, all the Prabhupada. Gurudev, can anyone, or any devotee, just by saving the deities, go back to Godhead?
What was the question? Does every devotee go back to God? Is that your question?
No. Can a pujari who does service the deities around the clock every day, while just saving the deities, can go back to Godhead?
Yes. Why not? As long as the pujari, of course, has to have the right consciousness of serving the deity and also serving Vaishnavas. Because if one just serves the deities and doesn't serve Vaishnavas, that's the wrong consciousness. But if one has the pujari has the consciousness serving the deities and thinking, I want to dress the deities to serve Srila Prabhupada, there's a place for everybody in the Krishna conscious movement. Not that everybody goes out and preaches, but people who assist the preaching. Somebody's cooking. Somebody's making money. Somebody like you is working for Parashuram, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the warrior incarnation. For those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, he works for Fiji Electric, and the managing director of Fiji Electric is actually a devotee named Parashuram. And he's also, Parashuram is also our temple president, I guess, and Suva, and his wife is second temple president, right? Anyway, so yes, go back to Godhead. As long as we're assisting the Krishna conscious movement and serving in the Krishna conscious movement, then we go back to Godhead. And don't commit offenses against Vaishnavas. All right? Okay. Other questions or comments?
I remembered my question, Gurudev.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Sorry. Earlier you were speaking about the...
In your picture, you look so young. I mean, what happened?
It's an old picture. I aged.
That's when I first met you, you looked like that.
So earlier you were speaking about the brahmanas had some pecuniary interest in keeping religious ceremonies to themselves. And they made so many scriptural references to justify their position.
Yes.
But is it, we see sometimes that people make what seem to be, according to mundane logic and reason, decent arguments, but of course they don't really hold up to closer scrutiny. So is it possible that they actually believe their own arguments? They think that they're doing the right thing. They think they're doing the religious thing, and they're sort of fooling themselves first?
Yes, of course. Of course it's like that. I mean, so many people make crazy arguments. I mean, I mean, just look at America with the QAnon people. They're actually believing what they talk about. Mm. I mean, it's pretty amazing. I mean, I was just reading today that these QAnon people believed that that ship that was stuck in the Suez Canal actually had Hillary Clinton in it and a bunch of children.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You know, so people believe all sorts of craziness in this world.
So we call that sometimes cognitive dissonance.
Well, it's not only cognitive dissonance. I call it insanity.
Mm.
Because when people believe something so strongly, they actually see the world in such a way through rose-colored glasses.
Mm.
So, you know, it's just like upadis. You know, we talk about everyone has upadis or designations. So we actually put upadis, everybody who's an illusion puts an upadi on other people, a label on them.
Mm.
You know, like called black people, white people, those are upadis. But those upadis are not just kept or utilized by the people who those upadis refer to, but by others who refer to them. And you see people in terms of their upadis.
Mm.
You see yourself in terms of upadis. So this is Krishna's illusory energy. Sarvupadi Vinir Muktam Tat Padatena Nirlam Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchate. One has to really like transcend all these upadis to be Krishna conscious. So yeah, people believe in them. Yeah, and also if you have some pecuniary interest, you hoodwink yourself to believe in it. I mean, so you can be at least believable. I mean, for example, let's take a lawyer who's defending a criminal who previously he knows is guilty. But when he goes to court, he has to forget that the person is guilty. You know, right. Not every case. He has to forget just to make a believable argument. You know, he's the defense attorney. So he has to, he has to forget it. Or when one is a dramatist, one has to forget their normal position in society so they can enact a particular role. All the world's a play and everyone's a player in it.
Good, if I didn't hear the last paragraph because it froze.
It froze. All the world's a stage and everyone's a player on the stage.
Mm. Thank you, Gurudev. Actually, apparently the judicial system in America is built around this whole paradigm. The legal canon of ethics is that, you know, giving someone the best defense money can buy or whatever means that you try to.
Yeah, well, that's not a bad idea, you know, if they actually have a defense.
Yeah.
But the Bhagavatam says it, if you have a good lawyer, you won't get convicted. That's one of the predictions of Kali Yuga.
Right.
So, yeah, people should have the best defense, but the defending attorney shouldn't be lying. Anyway, there's different standards of conviction. There's preponderance of evidence and guilt beyond a shadow of a doubt. You know, it's interesting, very interesting study, that of justice. Okay, let's take a question from someone else. I think we have a question from Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranam.
Oh, Radha Padma, it's good to see you.
Good to see you too, Guru.
Servant of Radha Padma.
Yes.
Hi, Southern Lady Khan. What's up?
Gurudev, we hear like if one becomes devotee, they can their relatives or so many generations, they will get a chance to meet the devotees or yes. Hear about devotion. Even now, like when we take up to Krishna consciousness, our relatives, they are actually, they know about it, they hear about it, but they are not ready to take up. So it will be same even in future when they come back again and they meet
yes.
the devotee. If they do not wish to hear about it or take up Krishna consciousness, they will be just given chance one more time.
Yeah, once more they'll be given a chance, and after enough times of hearing the chanting of Hare Krishna, they'll change their mind.
Oh, they will definitely change their mind.
Yeah, they'll change their mind after enough times. You know, you hear Hare Krishna enough times. Like we were reading today, that these Muslims heard the chanting enough times they couldn't get the chanting out of their minds.
Hmm.
So it's like that. So, you know, you just can't stop chanting. It becomes addictive. Just like when you give a person a drug the first time, you know, they can stop taking it. Yeah. But if you addict people, just like the British did with the Indians,
yeah.
they offered tea for free. You know this. Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah.
They said, oh, we have this nice medicine that'll make you happy. It's free. We love you all. They were distributing free tea. And then after a while, the free tea increased in price. And then there was a tea tax in addition to that. And then after a while, people got addicted. The British did this all over the world. In America, we even had like what's called a Boston Tea Party.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've heard about that.
Yes.
People got so upset with the British, you know, with the taxation of the tea and making money from the tea, that they went up to a British boat that had tea in it, and they took all the tea and threw it into the water.
Yes.
But in India, they never did that. They were too submissive. They became so addicted to tea that to this day, people in India can't stop drinking tea, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, I have people who I've known for 40 years and who are chanting Hare Krishna 16 rounds, and they just can't give up drinking tea. They're doing everything else. Vegetarians, worshiping Krishna, reading Bhagavad Gita, teaching Bhagavad Gita, and the tea is so addictive.
Yes.
It's amazing how addictive tea is. I'm surprised, but it's just as addictive as, I guess, any other drug.
Yes.
So that's it. So we just have to addict people to chanting Hare Krishna in the same way. We get them chanting, we give them Hare Krishna for free, and then after that we charge them. $10 a mantra. So what are the questions?
Gurudev, so they will hear enough about Krishna?
Yeah.
It becomes, it is guaranteed that they will hear enough and then they will get addicted to Krishna.
Yeah, I told you about my mother. My mother is actually pretty senile. You know, I called her. This happened about a month and a half, 2 months ago. I called her, maybe a little longer. Called her on the phone, and she said to me, "Guess what?" She said, "I'm a Hare Krishna." And I said, "Oh, Mom, I'm a Hare Krishna too." And she said, "I didn't know that." Like she didn't know it. Anyway, but she somehow or other had gotten to her brain, even though she's, you know, basically senile. The only thing she remembers is me and my brother. But for a while, she was thinking she was a Hare Krishna.
Mm.
So it works.
Yes.
It works. Even when one loses their remembrance of who they are in this lifetime, and that can happen, shows how fragile these relationships are, that you actually forget.
Mm.
You know, you're so attached to family, society, friendship, country, and everything. And then maybe at a certain age, because of some brain disintegration, you actually forget all those things. So it's just like those things never happened, but you remember Krishna at the time of death. You know, there's all these things that we're attached to, we can easily forget, and we forget them when we're sleeping. I mean, when I'm sleeping, I don't remember my family. I don't remember I'm in, you know, wherever I am. Isn't it? You don't. Generally, sometimes you do remember, but generally when you're sleeping, you enter into a different world. So you see how fragile our connection is with the things that we're very attached to.
Yes.
I don't even remember my computers when I'm sleeping. You know, the things that I'm most attached to in this world, my computers, all my devices, you know, it's just like when I'm sleeping, I don't dream of computers. All right. Any other questions? Okay. So one final person gets, actually Hrishikesh gets to ask a question.
I had a question, Gurudev.
Oh, Krishna Priya. Okay.
So yeah. Can I ask my question?
Yeah.
So this is a question that I've thought about before. We know the example that, you know, how merciful Ramanujacharya was, that he went on top of the flagpole and he called out the name, you know, of Narayan. But today when I was listening to that, which you also brought up afterwards, like, you know, his spiritual master was like offended. How did you do this? So we know, like in our particular case, you know, Lord Chaitanya, Srila Prabhupada, a whole distinct succession, they've asked us to go out and to give the holy name. But in that case, I mean, we know it's pastime and he's an acharya, but I was just wondering, like, so if it was given to him by his spiritual master and he was told it was secret, then he went out and he gave it to everyone. If it wasn't given, authorized in that parampara that way, then how would the people get the benefit of the name? Like if you give the Gayatri mantra to someone, but it's not authorized to give it to them, it said that they don't get the same. So I know it's all pastime, but I just wanted to ask you about that.
Well, the Gayatri mantra is something different. The Gayatri mantra doesn't enter into the spiritual realm. The Hare Krishna mantra is completely transcendental. The Gayatri mantra goes up to the door of Vaikuntha, but doesn't get into the spiritual world.
Okay.
But the Hare Krishna mantra transcends. That's one point. Another point is that the guru obviously was testing him.
Okay.
Because obviously the guru had a higher understanding. If he hadn't had a higher understanding, he wouldn't have actually appreciated his disciple. He wouldn't have actually, I want to show you all something. I mean, he wouldn't have actually appreciated his disciple disobeying his instructions. Does that make sense?
Yes, good day.
Okay, well, everyone's still on. I want to show you something that's really interesting. I saw National Geographic today. About pollution. It's about pollution. Here's the, I don't know if everyone could see this way. Here's the most polluted countries in the world. According to the country, the darker the color. Can everybody see this? The darker the color, the more is it 2.5, what's it called? Nanoparticles are there that are dangerous to your health. So here you see China, India, the Middle East to a certain extent. Like that. And is it?
Where does USA stand with it?
What's that?
Where does USA stand?
USA is very light pollution. There's another page for that. The reason for that is the USA enacted all the these restrictions years and years ago. Here's where USA was in 1981, and here is where it is today. Because you have all these restrictions, and if Donald Trump had remained president, we would have been back here very quickly.
Thank God. Thank Krishna.
Yeah, so because he wanted to get rid of all these environmental restrictions. But
around the world? I mean, this is important. I mean, ISKCON has this whole environmental initiative too. So I think it's important to understand these things. That these are annual particle pollution in places in the world. North America is 7.6 micrograms per cubic meter. South Asia, which is where India is 78.2 micrograms per cubic meter. Actually, it turns out that North America is the least polluted area in the world, where we are in North America. And that's because of restrictions. And in other countries where they're burning a lot of coal, and then they also burn the crops, well, the refuse for the crops. I think it's something that devotees should be aware of.
But that shows the gas emission is not that polluting then, right? Because America is the biggest.
No, the gas is actually, they add a lot of things. We're talking about the microparticles that actually cause cancer. But in the United States, they added a lot of additives to the gas, and the engines are a lot more economical in America.
Mm-hmm. But what about trucks, Gurudev?
Trucks, diesel fuel. Diesel fuel has to be, they have to use clean diesel fuel. And anyway, we're talking about particulate matter, the matter that actually causes cancer and also lung damage. And it's from burning what's called, mostly from electricity production. Actually, it turns out that the majority of pollution is not vehicular. The majority of pollution is actually from coal and burning the fields after harvest, like they do in India.
Gurudev, I also saw online they were saying in countries like Bangladesh was the highest, that a lot of that pollution too is coming from increased brick making, and that when the bricks are finished in the kilns, that the kilns for the bricks and the dust is causing tremendous amount of those particles.
It says in Bangladesh, pollution is responsible for 20% of all deaths in Bangladesh. This is data, scientific data. This is not just like propaganda. And, you know, we're fortunate. Well, for a while in California, it was pretty bad too when they had all the wildfires. Anyway, on that happy note, I think we have to end class right now. All right. All glory is to His Divine Grace. Srila Prabhupada, we'll see everybody tomorrow evening. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.